Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The Architecture of Happiness by Alain de Botton, a Swiss-born author, television presenter, and co-founder of the School of Life. Written in 2006, this book explores the profound relationship between humans and architecture. De Botton delves into the reasons why we are drawn to certain architectural styles, how design communicates with us on a deep level, and the ways in which our surroundings can influence our well-being and happiness. Alain de Botton, who published his first book, Essays in Love, at the tender age of 23, has since become a respected figure in the realms of philosophy, art, and, as demonstrated in this work, architecture. His insightful perspectives provide a novel lens through which to view our built environment and its impact on our daily lives and overall happiness. The Architecture of Happiness is a must-read for anyone with a keen interest in architecture and design, as well as those in search of understanding how our physical environments shape our emotions, behaviors, and ultimate quest for happiness. Join us as we unpack the essence of de Botton's argument that our surroundings hold a significant influence over our moods and choices, inviting listeners to look around and see their surroundings in a new light. The Architecture of Happiness. Explore the hidden links between buildings and our well-being. Introduction. Unlock the secrets of architectural beauty and its effect on you. From the ancient Tower of Babel to the majestic Egyptian pyramids, architecture has long transcended mere necessity to become an exquisite form of art, a tangible manifestation of beauty that shapes the world around us. But have you ever paused to wonder what lies at the heart of architectural beauty? Why do certain buildings captivate our admiration while others leave us indifferent? More intriguingly, what does your personal sense of architectural beauty reveal about your inner self? This exploration invites you into a captivating journey through the realm of architecture, where structures do more than provide shelter. They evoke memories, mirror personalities, and communicate with us on a profound level. As we delve deeper, we uncover the intricate relationship between architectural beauty and the facets of our personality it reflects. Prepare to uncover the reason behind our affinity for buildings that remind us of people we know. How the design of a space can influence our thoughts and behaviors, from sparking creativity to instilling calm. The underlying reasons for our preference for certain architectural layouts and patterns, such as the grid-like arrangement of wooden floor planks. Discover the profound ways in which architecture impacts us, from the conscious appreciation of its beauty to the subtle ways it aligns with and expresses our personalities. Whether it's the minimalist charm of a whitewashed loft, silencing the noise of a chaotic mind, or the meticulous choice of simple, over-ornate crockery, revealing a disdain for societal excess, architecture and its elements hold a mirror to our deepest beliefs and inclinations. Embark on a thought-provoking exploration of how buildings speak to us, not just through their physical form, but through the memories they house and the emotions they evoke. Through this journey, gain a deeper understanding of architectural beauty and how it serves as a canvas for expressing and even discovering the intricacies of your personality. Part 1. The Evolving Landscape of Architectural Beauty. Have you ever walked past a building and found yourself in awe of its beauty, only to hear someone else critique it as if it were an eyesore? This divergence in opinion begs the question: are there universal standards that dictate what makes architecture beautiful? Historically, the answer is a resounding yes. For many centuries, the golden standard of architectural magnificence was the classical style, an architectural philosophy that sought to replicate the essence of ancient Greek structures. Picture the grandeur of an Athenian temple, its facade a symphony of symmetry, crowned with meticulously carved columns and adorned with a repetition of geometric patterns. The Romans were captivated by this architectural vernacular, incorporating the wisdom of Greek architecture into the heart of their own empire. Fast forward nearly a millennium, and the classical style saw a dazzling renaissance, resurrected by the skillful hands of Italian architects during the Renaissance era. As this style flourished once more, it spread its roots across Europe and even reached the shores of the United States, as seen in the Roman-style campus of the University of Virginia, crafted by Thomas Jefferson himself in 1826. However, the realm of architectural beauty was not limited to classical marvels alone. The Gothic style, with its origins in the medieval castles and cathedrals, also claimed its place in the pantheon of beauty, enjoying a resurgence in the 18th century. The spark for this revival was lit by Horace Walpole, who erected a grand Gothic residence in London known as Strawberry Hill. Drawing attention back to the soaring arches and intricate detailing of the Gothic tradition. For a time, the architectural narrative was a tale of two styles, classical and Gothic. Rare attempts to blend these two were met with stern disapproval, preserving the purity and distinctiveness of each tradition. The winds of change began to howl with the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, as the engineers of industry brought forth a new perspective on what architecture could and should be. With the introduction of innovative machinery, their influence on the design of buildings grew, advocating for an architecture grounded in efficiency. The perfect bridge, in their eyes, wasn't one that merely pleased the eye, but one that achieved greatness through its lightness, economy, and span. Pioneers like the Swiss-French architect Le Corbusier championed this new ideal, where the beauty of a structure lay in its simplicity and functional elegance. This marked a significant departure from the past, ushering in an era where the ideals of architectural beauty were no longer confined to the proportions of classical or Gothic styles, but embraced an ever-widening scope of possibilities. Part 2. The Language of Architecture: How Buildings and Objects Resonate with Our Emotions and Memories. Have you ever pondered why certain buildings or objects captivate us more than others? The answer lies not just in the design itself, but in what these designs represent and evoke within us. Every meticulously crafted piece, from the simplicity of a chair to the grandeur of a skyscraper, communicates a web of psychological and moral values that resonate on a profound level. Consider the understated elegance of a Scandinavian crockery set, its minimalism hinting at a life of modesty and refinement, as opposed to an intricately designed set that might echo the grandeur and formality of a more ceremonious lifestyle. The beauty we perceive in design is intrinsically linked to the values it mirrors. Values that appeal to us on a personal level. For instance, a socialist activist might recoil at the sight of ornate crockery, seeing it as a symbol of societal division and inequality. But the conversation between us and the objects or buildings around us goes even deeper, bridging onto the terrain of human personality. It's a natural human instinct to anthropomorphize, assign human characteristics to inanimate objects. Take the soaring, slender arches of a Gothic cathedral, which might evoke the image of a person of intense and dramatic nature, as opposed to the robust and calm demeanor suggested by the wide, embracing arcs of a building adorned in the classical style. The architectural styles we are drawn to often embody the traits of the personalities we find ourselves most attracted to. Moreover, our deep-seated memories play a pivotal role in shaping our aesthetic preferences. A building styled in Gothic architecture might strike a chord of discomfort, dredging up memories of less than pleasant experiences in the dim, echoing halls of an old school cafeteria. Conversely, the sight of a tall, narrow window might sweep you away with nostalgia for the mystical allure of ancient Egyptian temples, a memory tinted with the warmth of family vacations. Thus, architecture does more than create space. It speaks a silent language, one that stirs emotions, evokes memories, and reflects our innermost values and ideals. In this intricate dance between design and perception, we find beauty not just in the lines and contours of structures, but in the stories they tell and the memories they invoke. Part 3. How Your Environment Shapes You: The Power of Architectural Influence on Personality. Ever wondered why being in certain places can elevate your mood or spark a burst of creativity? It turns out, the architecture surrounding us plays a pivotal role in unlocking various facets of our personalities. This insight holds the key to understanding why aligning our environments with our beliefs and values isn't just a matter of aesthetic preference. It's a way to nurture and express our innermost selves. Humans are complex beings with multifaceted personalities, many aspects of which aren't always easily accessible. Take creativity, for example. It's not something that can be turned on with a switch. Instead, it requires the right environment to flourish. Something as simple as the difference between the inspiration drawn from a serene park versus the discouragement felt in a dreary, neglected space. This principle isn't new and has been applied in diverse settings throughout history. Take religious architecture, for example. The creators of sacred spaces have long understood that the physical environment can evoke spiritual feelings and contemplation. Cathedrals, with their towering ceilings, intricate vaulted archways, and the kaleidoscopic dance of light through stained glass, are designed to elevate the spirit and draw worshippers closer to the divine. These elements are not just decorative, they are symbolic, with the lofty heights representing a higher power and the ethereal play of light reminiscent of heavenly ascension. This architectural approach to spiritual elevation isn't limited to Christianity. Islamic architecture, for example, often uses intricate geometric patterns to reflect the perfection and infinity of God, encouraging contemplation and awe among the faithful. Observing these mesmerizing designs can inspire a profound sense of connection to something greater than oneself. But it's not just religious spaces that reflect this understanding. The design of secular homes can also dramatically influence the degree to which we embody traits like calmness, authenticity, and patience. A thoughtfully arranged, bright, and comfortable living space can serve as a sanctuary, fostering tranquility and a grounded sense of self after the chaos of a demanding day. In essence, the spaces we inhabit don't just host our physical presence. They interact with our psyche, encouraging or suppressing different elements of who we are. The architectural choices we make, whether in reverence in a place of worship or relaxation in our living rooms, are more than just aesthetic decisions. They are gateways to the various layers of our personality, waiting to be discovered and embraced. Part 4. The dual nature of architecture, illusion versus improvement. Buildings have a profound ability to shape perceptions, behaviors, and identities. This power has led to architecture being used not just as a functional or aesthetic pursuit, but as a tool for projecting specific ideals and images to the outside world. Consider the grandeur of a classical mansion, its facade adorned with imposing columns and intricate details, evoking a sense of dignity, nobility, and grace. To the observer, the mansion might suggest that its occupant embodies these classical virtues. Yet we recognize that this is often an illusion, a facade in the literal and metaphorical sense. Living in a grand classical mansion does not inherently imbue one with classical virtues any more than possessing a library makes one knowledgeable. The essence of who we are cannot be altered merely by our surroundings. However, this is not to dismiss the potential of architecture to act as a catalyst for personal improvement. While a classical home may not magically confer nobility upon its residents, it can inspire and elevate, encouraging the pursuit of the ideals it represents. In moments of self-doubt or introspection, the presence of such architecture can serve as a physical reminder of aspirational virtues, possibly steering behaviors in a more noble direction. This relationship between architectural ideals and personal aspiration underscores why our surroundings continue to be imbued with symbolic intent. It raises the intriguing notion that, in architecture, we often seek qualities we perceive as missing from ourselves. This explains the various architectural choices people make, not just for aesthetics, but as a means of personal enhancement or reflection. For instance, a meticulously organized, whitewashed loft might appeal to someone grappling with chaotic thoughts, providing a calm, ordered space that reflects and perhaps helps to harness their inner turmoil. Conversely, A stark, rugged building with minimalist design could attract someone wrestling with societal guilt, offering a place of simplicity that counters feelings of excess. The idea that architecture can both project false ideals and foster genuine self-improvement speaks to its complexity and power. It is a testament to our ongoing quest for environments that not only reflect who we are, but also who we aspire to be, shaping our identities in subtle yet significant ways. Part 5. Striking the Perfect Balance: The Dance of Order and Complexity in Architecture. As we delve into the diverse world of architectural beauty, we encounter a spectrum of styles and preferences that reflect our varied ideals. Yet amidst this vast subjectivity, is there a thread of universality that might guide our understanding of what makes architecture universally appealing? One fundamental element that resonates with humans on a near-universal level is the need for order. Order appeals to the logical part of our being, offering a sense of control and understanding in a world that can often seem chaotic and unpredictable. There's something inherently satisfying about witnessing order in architecture, like the meticulous layout of a Parisian boulevard, which serves as a reassuring reminder that not all is chaos and disarray. However, the architectural appeal of order isn't without its limits. While a neatly arranged block of apartments may catch our eye, an entire district of uniform buildings quickly loses its allure, tipping the scales toward monotony. It's here that we confront the paradox of order. Too much of it, and we find ourselves engulfed in a sea of blandness. This delicate balance between order and complexity is what truly captivates us. Consider the example of a wooden floor. Each plank bears its unique pattern, yet, when laid out in a grid, there emerges a harmony between the wild, natural swirls of the wood and the structured pattern they form together. This interplay between the chaos of nature and the human impulse for order creates a beauty that is both complex and coherent. On the contrary, a haphazard pile of tree trunks, while chaotic, lacks attractiveness because it falls short of achieving this balance. Thus, in architecture, balance is not just a virtue but a necessity that spans every aspect of the field. From the material composition, like the right mix of brick and wood, to the proportions of height and width, balance is the golden rule that governs aesthetics and function alike. The quest for architectural beauty, therefore, is a dance between complexity and order, where neither overwhelm but instead complement, leading to spaces that are not only visually appealing but resonate with our deepest cravings for harmony in the structures that surround us. Part 6. Finding Beauty in Simplicity, Coherence, and Human-Centric Design. The allure of elegance is undeniable, permeating various facets of our lives, from the clothes we wear to the thoughts we cherish. It's a quality that speaks to our appreciation for simplicity and sophistication, a combination that captures our admiration with ease. It's no surprise, then, that elegance is a sought-after trait in architecture, highlighting the profound connection between structural design and human aesthetic values. Elegance in architecture manifests when complex engineering feats are executed with such finesse that they appear effortless. Consider a bridge that spans a vast expanse with minimal visible supports. Its sleek form not only solves a technical challenge but does so with grace, presenting a solution that is as visually pleasing as it is functional. This intrinsic elegance is akin to the power of concise expression in language, where brevity and clarity convey depth of thought with simplicity. Yet, architectural beauty extends beyond elegance into the realm of coherence. Buildings and structures that harmonize different styles in a thoughtful manner resonate deeply with our sense of aesthetics. A towering structure, for instance, might lose its appeal if marred by elements that disrupt its primary characteristic of verticality, such as thick horizontal bands. In contrast, skyscrapers that embrace and accentuate their height through design features like tall windows and spires stand as testaments to beauty born of coherence. Moreover, Our interaction with architecture is profoundly influenced by its consideration for our human nature. We are beings of complexity, driven by a tapestry of needs, desires, and quirks. Architectural designs that fail to acknowledge this complexity can leave us feeling disconnected. A city laid out with precise rationality, segregating residential, commercial, and industrial zones with unwavering order, might lack the spontaneity and serendipity that enrich our daily lives. We yearn for environments that not only serve our functional needs, but also engage with our deeper selves, offering spaces that delight and surprise. In essence, the architecture that resonates most profoundly with us strikes a balance, blending elegance with coherence and, critically, embracing the unpredictable, multifaceted nature of human existence. It's in these spaces that we find not just utility, but a reflection of our essence, a celebration of the complexity that makes us uniquely human. Final summary. At the heart of our daily lives lies an often underappreciated factor that profoundly influences our happiness, self-awareness, and personal growth: the architecture and design of the spaces we inhabit. Through a better grasp of how our surroundings affect us, we gain invaluable insights into the intricate dance between our environment and our inner selves, thereby unlocking new avenues for enhancing our well-being. This journey into the world of architecture not only invites us to reevaluate the physical structures around us, but also encourages a deeper exploration into the essence of what truly enriches our lives. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.